3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We're gonna have some fun with some football here. Oh, don't worry. I ain't gonna be okay. I don't need that, Evan. God, you're an idiot. Okay, sometimes.
What helmet is that?
This is the Lions alternate, man, with the black unis. Sweet.
Oh. Yeah, it's gross.
For the Costa cast with the Lions game that you can see on DetroitLions.com Saturday at 1.
All the things they've done that I like.
This is sick.
That's not one of them.
No, I like that
this
one.
This is sick.
Okay, God bless.
I like that one. I like the other one that they discontinued last year more.
Oh, that blue with the 50th?
Yeah.
Anyway, like let's draft, boys.
Okay, so what we're going to do is this, and it ain't backup quarterback talk. For all the slander I have offered Rico about how he has ruined college football, admittedly, there are still plenty of things to enjoy if you block out the noise. So what we wanted to do was this. We've got some production elements. We're going to have some fun. I worked with David this morning while Rico was sunning and funning, putting together a pretty damn comprehensive list that you're not restricted to. But it's nearly 100 college football traditions. These could be things like field entrances, certain elements of the game day experience for a school. It can be a gesture. It can be a sign. These are the things we love about college football. And we were going to do a draft. Because with week zero upon us, we have games, and these traditions are part of what make it such an electric television sport. So with that, we've brought in Evan. We're going to go around the room. And here's the deal. You guys get to bring suggestions to the table as well and tell us what did we forget? You're not going to like everything I pick or Rico. So you need to tell us your favorite thing about college football. And once you start hearing us name certain things, I think you'll catch on to what we're looking for. Does this make sense to everyone in the room?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do. Being that David is a fake Wolverine, Evan, me, and Rico are Spartans. It really leaves Kenny as the only one with a real football team in here. And the team that should have won the national title last year if Kirby didn't coach like a bitch against Saban and lay down. So we're going to have Kenny make the first selection. Then it'll go to David because the Wolverines, even though he's a fake Wolverine, the Wolverines are very good. And then us lowly Spartans will round the bend. Sound like fun? David? Music. Yes. Kenny, this is a big moment for you. You've never been first at anything. So this right here.
Right off the bat with an insult. I don't deserve that.
With the first pick in the Things Rico Hasn't Ruined College Football Draft, Kenneth G. Cott selects.
With the first pick of the draft, I have a power selection. The VaTech Enter Sandman. It's iconic in college football. It has nothing to do with the school I root for.
No.
But I think it's just so iconic in the sport. When you say it, every college football fan knows exactly what the hell you're talking about. Enter Sandman's the first pick.
We were watching it pre-show, and then I slandered MSU, and from 80 feet away, Rico's radar went up, and he went, you hate everything. I went, just sit there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's carrying the American flag?
Me.
And the sledgehammer.
Here I come.
Let's go. It's tremendous. It really is. YouTube has tons of different versions of it. Badass. All right, we go over to David. David, pick number two in the Things Rico Hasn't Ruined About College Football Draft.
Is that what we're calling this? Okay.
Yeah, I think I like that name.
I like the winged helmet.
I like stealing hard drives.
Spy glasses.
I love going to Ohio State games in the front row.
I like my OC's house getting raided.
We good?
Yeah, we got it all out of our system.
Right, okay. I like the rest before game day.
I sell broken vacuums. All right, I'm sorry.
Is someone going to tell me what we're doing here? Go ahead, David. Come on.
I love the iPhone.
All right, I'm going to go with
I like playing dress-up at other team stadiums.
I like saying, who's got it better than us?
All right,
I love the small M on my hat.
Go ahead.
Khaki pants.
Quickly.
I'm going to go with Mr. Brightside as my number one selection.
You did not.
I love the song that talks about my girl cheating on me.
Are you kidding me? Get out. This is terrible. That's terrible. Are you serious?
That's what gets David excited about college football.
It's a song about the guy having his girlfriend getting banged by somebody else. Are you kidding me?
Hey, but he's looking at the bright side.
Mr. Brightside.
That is not even a tradition. You made it up.
No, it actually is a tradition there. They believe that they've come up with that song.
They thought they invented the night game.
Trust me, like, they go crazy.
Every fourth quarter, yes, is a tradition, and I love it.
So is cheating. All right, over to Evan.
Isn't that what that song's about?
Yes.
Wow, Evan for the win.
Delicious irony.
It comes full circle.
You said it best, didn't you? All right,
All right, so I think I have the third selection.
With the third selection and the things Rico hasn't ruined draft.
My all-time favorite thing about college football is being able to wake up on Saturday and root against the University of Michigan and hope that they lose. That is my favorite thing, is being able to root against those people.
That is like, if that's your favorite thing about college football, you have some issues.
Out of traditions, you crapped all over the smoke at Spartan Stadium, so I wasn't going to lead with that one.
Michigan State has the worst game day atmosphere in America.
We got smoke and flames, dude.
Maybe if he gets up there, he'll see that it changed. But and you know what? He's running on outdated software.
We're not even going to get through the first round in this.
One-armed push-ups.
If Middays can do 3 hours on a backup quarterback controversy that's not a controversy, we could do multiple segments on the things Rico hasn't ruined in college football.
What do you think about Nate Sudfeld? Come on.
Hey, right here. All right. With the fourth pick and the things Rico hasn't effed up about college football, I select The Grove, tailgating at Ole Miss, one of the great game day experiences in all the land. I select The Grove. If you don't know, Google it.
It's great for some people, not all.
Uh-oh.
David and I will probably get handed a set of car keys.
Let's go to the man who has ruined so much. Mr. Rico Beard.
I am going to head to South Bend for my pick. It is the Notre Dame players coming out of the locker room and slapping the play like a champion sign.
It's awesome. I love it. Now, I admit, I've rooted for years for someone to fall and break their back down those stairs because I can't stand Notre Dame. It's yet to happen, but that's a tight space. One player goes down, they're taking out a whole position group.
I'm surprised he didn't say TV markets is his favorite thing.
Yeah, money, but private equity.
Dead presidents, I love them.
Now listen, that's round one.
Okay.
And by design, we're taking our time with this because I want the listeners to participate. 248-539-9797. David's selection is outer space. Evan, it's pure spite. His hatred of U of M. For me, it's the Grove. For Rico, it's the play like a champion sign. For Kenny, it's Enter Sandman at Lane Stadium. What is the thing Rico's yet to ruin about college football? Your favorite traditions in the sport. We're drafting. Phone lines are open. No backup quarterback talk here. 97-1. All right, so we just completed the first round of the things Rico hasn't ruined about college football draft. Kenny led it off with Enter Sandman, VTech's entrance at Lane Stadium. David Hall with Mr. Brightside, which was a pathetic selection. But then Evan decided off board that hating your rival each Saturday, I'm not going to make it just specific to Michigan because this is about all fans, that waking up Saturday morning, finding out who your rival is playing, and suddenly you're the biggest fan of that team. That's what Evan loves about college football. I selected the Grove at Ole Miss. Rico selected Notre Dame's play like a champion sign / pregame intro. All power selections. Now, round two. David. Rico, you lead it off. It is a snake draft.
Oh, okay.
Great selection to open.
You know what? I have two, but I'm going to go with the one
tactical.
I think is the strongest one.
Okay.
Oh, big tactical. Oh, I think this one will be around and coming back around then.
Yeah, like if you think you can steal.
Then I'm going to go with jump around.
Wisconsin.
Okay. Start the fourth quarter.
Yeah. House of Pain. I like that one.
I hate them, but it is cool.
Yeah, me too.
Does the stadium actually shake? You been there?
I have not.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But you know, they show all the cameras shaking.
Let's go, Whitey
every
time. Ford. What? I didn't even get to jump around, David. Thanks.
All right, I want to make a selection. I want to select. This is tough. I need to pick this now because I can't. I got to make sure no one else takes it.
Spartan Stadium on a Saturday.
They ought to bulldoze that place. No. Rocky Top, Tennessee, Neyland Stadium. Running through the tee and the song. Yes, it's repetitive. After a quarter, you're tired of hearing it, but it's pretty badass. I'm going to take Rocky Top.
All right. So then it comes down to me. And with my selection, I'm going to say Zeke the Wonder Dog. No, I'm kidding. When the buses pull up for Clemson to let them out before they run into the stadium.
It takes them literally halfway around the stadium and then drops them back
off. It's so cool.
It's badass. They drop them off, and then they touch Howard's Rock. And unlike Spartan Stadium, they don't have Mike, high school drama club production.
Get it all out. No. Let's give you 30 seconds.
No, we're good.
Get everything out of Spartan Stadium.
We're keeping it positive.
Because everything can't be about Michigan State.
I love Howard's Rock. I love running the hill. I can't lie. I want to see Dabo fall and tumble roll down, but it's badass. Great selection by you. Over to David with your second pick and the things Rico hasn't ruined about college football draft.
Jumpman jerseys.
Sure love Jim's pants.
No, I know. Touching the banner.
Yeah.
The MGO Club supports you.
They're tearing down the banner.
I love cracking my nuts on Bo's grave.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
So I am going to go with the Florida State Chief when he plants that spear in the middle of the field.
Is the horse named Osceola or is it the tribe?
Yeah, I believe that's
whatever it is. I don't know, it's phenomenal.
Yes,
it's an amazing open. Love it. But here's the thing. David has left something on the board that could be a separate selection from Florida State.
Oh, yeah. That ain't going to last much longer.
Okay, then. Speaking of that, Kenny Cott.
That is not going to be what I select here, but I will take something off the board that I feel like might be on Mike's board. So I'll do it because I like it as much as he does, maybe more. There's a certain chant that LSU fans do.
No, you cannot take
this. It off the board.
Neck, no! Dirty word alert. Kenny, how could you take that?
Because we were listening to it so much pre-show, and I thought, man, this is a damn good selection.
Owe it to yourself at some point. You got to go there. I know you hate them. You'll probably get your ass kicked for wearing Georgia stuff. It's an Death Valley's incredible. Neck is what you've just drafted. I'm really mad. Not really, but kind of, sort of. All right.
Is that on this list, or was that a write-in?
Oh, that's a write-in. Okay. But it's fabulous. Death Valley rocking. Their band is incredible. And the people down, they're just different. It's a different intensity level. It's all like, I can't explain it any other way. A lot better than Spartan Stadium. All right, Kenny, over to you for your back-to-back picks.
For my back-to-back pick as a palate cleanser now, I need...
The Grambling Marching Stadium.
No.
Wait a sec.
Palate cleanser, I need to go between the hedges, Sanford Stadium. It's my one Georgia pick that I'm going to have.
Okay.
Especially after the LSU chant. It feels gross to pick anything else that isn't Georgia right now. And between the hedges is an iconic college football.
So just the stadium?
Yes.
Not the light show, just the actual venue.
It's all encompassing, right? So if you're there, you're going to see the light show, you're going to see everything.
Really? So, okay. Because that was going to be one of mine, was the Georgia light show.
I think it's separate. If he's taking the venue, you can take the event.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because remember, FSU's intro is not the same as something else.
Okay.
All right, back to Mr. Brightside.
So this one, everyone loves, but I am going to go with the reverse side of it, and I'm going to go hook 'em horns down.
Horns down?
Horns down.
You know you can't do that, David.
Yep. Yes,
just
I
threw
can.
A flag
it's
on
a
him.
Tradition.
Yeah, the SEC's allowing
that.
It. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't ruin this about college football. Make the SEC great again. Horns down is not a personal foul. Over to Evan Jenkins.
I don't know if this still happens at games, but I believe it does.
Outstanding research.
Ralphie the Buffalo running onto the field before the game. I didn't know if they discontinued in the last year.
No.
But watching those dudes try to run alongside Ralphie.
No way.
I get such a kick out of it every time. I'm like, this is disaster just waiting to happen.
You're asking to die. It's yes. awful. Now, okay. Now, see, Kenny, we need more music. Kenny taking neck, but it allows me to take something different. I'd like to select Mike the Tiger. It's on LSU is on a different planet. Now, they no longer have Mike the Tiger on the field. They have done away with that. But here's the cool part. You exit the bookstore outside the stadium, the door opens to a freaking tiger cage. The tiger is staring you in the face looking to check your receipt. Mike the Tiger. What do we have? Johnny Spartan.
Because that's safe.
No, Sparty does one-handed push-ups, man.
He's a loser, too.
One-handed push-ups. Hey,
breaking news. MSU has heard this. They're just going to cancel the program.
Mike the Tiger has a pool?
Yeah, it's wow. awesome. It's amazing, dude.
We could watch him live right
How
now.
How has PETA not just said no?
He's in a full tiger.
Dude, this thing's huge.
He's in a zoo. He's in like a jungle. They built him a jungle.
No, I'm just saying with how things live. Are. I'm just...
He's somewhere within
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, he's yeah, and you can listen. Trust me, all right. You just worry about MSU having gas pumps at their stadium. They have a zoo.
So long as you're not there, I'm fine.
You got it, Rico Beard with his next pick.
I am going to go
with the things you haven't ruined about college football, Rico Beard.
Penn State whiteout.
Yes,
probably one of the most intimidating climates ever.
And I'll throw in a free Mo Bamba that night against Michigan. The Mo Bamba game, the delay game. One of the loudest, most insane things you've ever seen on TV.
Because the beauty of it is, everybody wears white. You don't have somebody say, I got to wear my lucky blue. No, everybody is in white.
Rico, back to back. He's black. He chose white. Very exciting. What do you have? In the official, Rico hasn't effed this up about college football draft. Rico selects.
All right, Mike, at that point, I'm going to go with... the Florida State chop.
Yes, excellent pick. I was taking it next. There's nothing like it. And I know, watching the games, can it get repetitive? Can you be sick of it, especially if you bet against Florida State? Yes, but it is badass.
It is.
Absolutely love it. FSU chant. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do another round. Let's go. Let's do another. Let's keep it rolling, then we'll get to the people. 248. Oh, yeah. You know you're in deep bleep when this starts. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. All right.
Either there or the Braves game.
Or the Chiefs.
Oh, yes. Or the Chiefs.
I am going to select. I want to just double check the list here. Hold on, people. I apologize. Power selection. How could I forget? One of the great things about college football, a unifying force in the game. Something that Rico is yet to ruin, and I'd like to welcome this tradition to the Big Ten for the first time. USC Song Girls.
No!
Oh, that's a good selection. Cool. Power selection.
That's cool.
So Mike the Tiger is a little encagement. That's off the board.
I took it.
I am going to go with, Mike's going to hate it, but I Why? Actually... I was going to joke and say the Spartan walk, but no, it's actually the dotting of the eye of the Ohio State band to start the game.
By the Zuzaphone player.
You might hate Ohio State, but if you ever get a chance to watch their band at halftime, it is actually quite impressive.
Yeah, well, maybe State will someday be in a game at halftime for me not to have turned it off. All right, over to Mr. David Hall.
All right, so I am going to go with... All right. I'm going to go with the USC Traveler mascot when they come out on that white horse.
Fair. And then he throws the sword up in the air and it plants it down.
Yeah.
I love USC. They just don't win nothing. Over to Kenny Cott.
All right. So I'm going to go with...
Last pick in the fourth round of the things Rico hasn't effed up about college football draft.
You should put yet at the end of that title because it is still possible.
Yeah, it's true.
I am going to go with Notre Dame touchdown Jesus. I think that's a power selection, especially this late in the draft.
It is.
Iconic football.
Love figure. When they come back from commercial and they're just showing it in the distance. Yep. Unlike Rico, if you're a traditionalist like myself, it really it's a touching moment.
Even though you can't see it from the stadium anymore?
Not anymore. I know. It sucks. But it's cool. It's a cool campus shot. Puts Beaumont Tower to shame. All right. We will get some phone calls. We're going to continue drafting. We're not done. I have plenty of selections left. You guys think we missed something. You guys have something you love about college football that Rico hasn't sullied yet. Dial in. We're doing it next. 97.1. All right. Let's talk about FanDuel for a minute. Now, Rico hasn't ruined this either. You can still bet on college football. It's very exciting now through September 22nd. All FanDuel customers bet five, get a three-week free trial on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Yeah, YouTube TV base plan. You can watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out of market game. Or in my case, Dan Jones ruining your life. All right. As you can hear, college football on the brain. We are doing the things Rico hasn't effed up about college football draft, the things we love most. Now, we are going to get to the phones this segment. We will recap the draft picks so far. What have we missed? What selections do you like? And maybe what is yours? David, some of the ticket techs coming in first, and we'll go to the phones.
Someone says, of course Dave goes with the bright side. That is a white guy confirmed right there. This segment derails so quickly, and I love it. Everything about this is great.
It's fun. With week zero ahead, and for as negative as I am about college football, there are things I still love.
Someone says, I agree with Evan. Dotting of the I is great to see in person. It is amazing.
It just takes forever.
Almost as long as it took you to leave when they were already up 28-0 on state.
No, that took a lot. No. Dotting of the I is seriously, it's a five-minute process. Like, oh my
Rico goodness. Is already driving north of Findlay.
Looking for Canes.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, time to leave. That's exactly what it was. Rico has not ruined the Army-Navy game atmosphere.
Uh-oh. No. No. Because this commie bastard hates that game. He doesn't like our military.
You know what? And it's so bad, it's on this sheet twice.
Yeah, okay. By the way. Okay,
Gorbachev. I did, because I love it. Yeah, I'm taking
okay,
it.
Okay, Gorbachev.
Hey, you know what? First 1-2 wins.
Can't you just respect what these men do?
No.
Commie.
Okay.
You were on Drago's fight team. You're a disgrace. You're a real problem. Who hates the Army-Navy game except him? And that's what you say about our players, isn't it?
Bruh, that game is boring.
It's a time capsule.
I understand what they do, and they put their lives at risk, but when it comes to that game, snooze fest.
Unbelievable. It's you hate incredible. Our country. Unbelievable. Amazing.
The best thing about it is when they come out with Navy comes out with their helmets. I like those. But the actual game, first one to kick three field goals wins.
Favorite thing about college football, the FSU war cry in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mike is, it says he's Mike, the CW conference fan. Rest in peace to Pittsburgh, he said.
Coming up after another scintillating episode of Moesha, Florida State, NC State.
The pink locker room at Kinnick Stadium, I absolutely love.
All right, hold on. Now listen, you're free to love it. I hate everything about Iowa. I don't think the pink locker room's cute. I hate the way they play football. I hate Kirk Ferentz's face. Wait. And before him, I hated Hayden Fry. I can't stand Iowa.
You hate the way Iowa plays football, but you like Army-Navy.
Yes. There's
you do
a difference.
See the irony here.
Those
because
dudes,
you know what you're doing.
One actually plays great defense, and the other two are just too bad football.
No, the other two are about to go off and lead us to victory. Iowa are supposed to be high-level D1 athletes, not leaders of the free world. You know what? Just because you have an anti-American sentiment, you can you know what? You and Gator ought to do a show. Another commie. Keep it rolling.
Couch burning in Cedar Village, Jimmy from Flint.
Yeah, the problem is we have nothing to do anymore. You can't even get excited enough to burn a couch.
Someone says, any HBCU halftime show?
Those all qualify.
Well, I was waiting for Kenny to say one. Grambling State.
Did you think he was?
Alcorn, Howard.
Hey.
Just paint me as a racist. Yeah, that's good. All right. What? Thank you.
I mean,
thank
it's you, down in SEC territory, you know.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get
Fam,
to
Sam, you?
No? To the people, please. Let's go to Vaughn, 97.1. What's up, Vaughn?
Hey, guys. I got to go with the FSU Tomahawk hand job.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It really is. And especially when they're good.
And the whole stadium gets involved.
Have you been there, Vaughn, or no?
I have not.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a real good time. It's just, it never makes like my final three or four that I want to go to. But it's awesome on TV. And especially when FSU
That's Doak Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Doak Campbell or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's an awesome one. Appreciate it, Vaughn. But I don't know what it is. I always end up finding other spots I want to go to.
I guess I've
Have you assumed, been?
No, I assume that you've already been there.
I can get you tickets. You got any FSU people? I got one. I got one who's got season tickets. I can get you there. Go to Bobby, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, everybody's taking my Florida State suggestions, but I was thinking, we talk about venues. How about the Rose Bowl? I mean, the field looks like, on TV, it looks like a golf course with the team's colors painted.
Yeah.
It looks perfect. The mountains in the background and just the whole, you know, growing up in the big, you know, Big Ten fan with Keith Jackson, and that was a big deal. You know, it seems like it's lost its luster with the
There it is. Thing, see, Bobby, here's the problem. Both things can be true. You're right. It's a very special place. I'm right. Rico ruined it. It's no longer what it was supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, you looked forward now, to going to the West Coast in the idyllic setting, playing a Pac-12 team, and it was this collision of, you know, Midwestern sensibility and Hollywood flash. Mm-hmm. Now, forget it.
You still got Oregon State and Washington State. Pick the winner of those two.
The Pac-2. Yeah, and you tell them to go mow the lawn.
Right, you flip the coin. Which one we get? This one? Okay, let's go.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I think this has to be one of the best segments you've done all year just because of the excitement and just looking forward to the season. Correct me if I'm wrong. A couple people took the ones I was going to say, but did Notre Dame get 2 touchdown Jesus and the play like a champion sign?
Yes.
Yes. And Rob, there may be a third.
Yeah, there
I'm
is.
I'm just going to leave that out there.
Well, I could throw in the Irish guard. You know, when they come out in their regalia, if you will.
No, that's not the one for me. So.
Oh. All
what
right.
about the grotto with the candles?
You could, Rico.
You know what?
Or do you hate that too, like you hate our United States military?
Oh, no. I love everything about Notre Dame.
Okay. It's a fabulous place.
It is.
One thing I wanted to ask you, Mike, are you going to be able, because every time you guys talk college football and they're brought up, you say the same thing every time about the true freshman left tackle that got hurt, and that's why. Do you have any other, like, are you going to be given any other kind of feedback or –
No, it's just simple. I think your team is. I think your team's really good. I just think opening up at A&M in front of the 12th man against Elko, who's a defensive genius, with a knob for a left tackle. I think that's a bit of an issue in game one, Rob. I like Riley Leonard.
You know who the new offensive coordinator is?
What, your new offensive coordinator?
Correct.
Go.
Someone you love.
Okay. Good.
Mike Dembrack.
Yes.
Mike Dembrack, Jaden Daniels, offensive coordinator. And if you remember me calling you and Rico after Ohio State last year on Monday, my biggest complaint was Jared Parker, which trivia question, he's the new head coach at what D1 school, Mike?
Jared Parker? I have no idea.
What?
Troy.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, like I'm supposed to know Troy. Rob, my biggest issue is this.
Reason why we lost.
Okay, no. Or your coach didn't have 11 players on the field on the last play of the game. That might help.
Well, that's and
your skill position players were very young.
Rob and we added 3 receivers in the portal. We added Riley Leonard. We added Mike Dembrock. We're returning the Nagurski Award winner.
And you got Oben, who I love from Duke, the edge rusher. Listen, I like your team.
Our defense is 2013 MSU. I think we have
all
the best cornerbacks in the country. I really do, guys.
Okay, Rob. No, go ahead.
I really do.
All right. As you can hear, college football on the brain. We are doing the things Rico hasn't effed up about college football draft, the things we love most. Now, we are going to get to the phones this segment. We will recap the draft picks so far. What have we missed? What selections do you like? And maybe what is yours? David, some of the ticket techs coming in first, and we'll go to the phones.
Someone says, of course Dave goes with the bright side. That is a white guy confirmed right there. This segment derails so quickly, and I love it. Everything about this is great.
It's fun. With week 0 ahead and for as negative as I am about college football, there are things I still love.
Someone says, I agree with Evan. Dotting of the I is great to see in person. It is amazing.
It just takes forever.
Almost as long as it took you to leave when they were already up 28-0 on state.
No, that took a lot. No, dotting the I is seriously it's a 5-minute process. Like, oh my
Rico goodness. Is already driving north of Finley,
looking for Canes.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, time to leave. That's exactly what it was. Rico has not ruined the Army-Navy game atmosphere.
Uh-oh. No, no, no. Mm. No, no, no. Because this commie bastard hates that game. Oh, he doesn't like our military.
You know what? And it's so bad it's on this sheet twice.
Yeah, okay. By the way. Okay,
Gorbachev. I did because I love it. Yeah, I'm taking
okay,
it.
Okay, Gorbachev.
Hey, you know what? First 1-2 wins.
Can't you just respect what these men do?
No.
Commie.
Okay.
You were on Drago's fight team. You're a disgrace. You're a real problem. Who hates the Army-Navy game except dies. Him? And that's what you say about our players, isn't it?
Bruh, that game is boring.
It's a time capsule.
I understand what they do, and they put their lives at risk, but when it comes to that game, snooze fest.
Unbelievable. It's you hate incredible. Our country. Unbelievable. Amazing.
The best thing about it is when they come out with Navy comes out with their helmets. I like those. But the actual game, first one to kick 3 field goals wins.
Favorite thing about college football, the FSU war cry in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mike is, it says he's Mike, the CW conference fan. Rest in peace to Pittsburgh, he says.
Coming up after another scintillating episode of Moesha, Florida State, NC State.
The pink locker room at Kinnick Stadium, I absolutely love.
All right, hold on. Now listen, you're free to love it. I hate everything about Iowa. I don't think the pink locker room's cute. I hate the way they play football. I hate Kirk Ferentz's face. Wait. And before him, I hated Hayden Fry. I can't stand Iowa.
You hate the way Iowa plays football, but you like Army-Navy.
Yes. There's
you do
a difference.
See the irony here.
Those
because
dudes,
you know what you're doing.
One, right. One actually plays great defense, and the other two are just too bad football.
No, the other two are about to go off and lead us to victory. Iowa are supposed to be high-level D1 athletes, not leaders of the free world. You know what? Just because you have an anti-American sentiment, you can you know what? You and Gator ought to do a show. Another commie. Keep it rolling.
Couch burning in Cedar Village, Jimmy from Flint.
Yeah, the problem is we have nothing to do anymore. You can't even get excited enough to burn a couch.
Someone says, any HBCU halftime show?
Those all qualify.
Well, I was waiting for Kenny to say one. Grambling State.
Did you think he was?
Alcorn, Howard.
Hey.
Just paint me as a racist. Yeah, that's good. All right. But, thank you.
I mean,
thank
it's you, down in SEC territory, you know.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get
fam,
to
fam, you?
No? To the people, please. Let's go to Vaughn, 97.1. What's up, Vaughn?
Hey, guys. I got to go with the FSU Tomahawk hand job.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It really is. And especially when they're good.
And the whole stadium gets involved.
Have you been there, Vaughn, or no?
I have not.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a real good time. It's just, it never makes like my final 3 or 4 that I want to go to. But it's awesome on TV. And especially when FSU.
That's Doak Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Doak Campbell or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's an awesome one. Appreciate it, Vaughn. But I don't know what it is. I always end up finding other spots I want to go to.
I guess.
Have you been?
No, I assume that you've already been there.
I can get you tickets. You got any FSU people? I got one. I got one who's got season tickets. I can get you there. Go to Bobby, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, everybody's taking my Florida State suggestions, but I was thinking, we talk about venues. How about the Rose Bowl? I mean, the field looks like, on TV, it looks like a golf course with the team's colors painted.
Yeah.
It looks perfect. The mountains in the background and just the whole, you know, growing up in the big, you know, Big Ten fan with Keith Jackson, and that was a big deal. You know, it seems like it's lost its luster with the
there it is. Thing, see, Bobby, here's the problem. Both things can be true. You're right. It's a very special place. I'm right. Rico ruined it. It's no longer what it was supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, you looked forward now, to going to the West Coast in those in the idyllic setting, playing a Pac-12 team, and it was this collision of, you know, Midwestern sensibility and Hollywood flash. Mm-hmm. Now, forget it.
You still got Oregon State and Washington State. Pick the winner of those two.
The Pac-2. Yeah, and you tell them to go mow the lawn.
Right. You flip the coin. Which one we get? This one? Okay, let's go.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I think this has to be one of the best segments you've done all year just because of the excitement and just looking forward to the season. Correct me if I'm wrong. A couple people took the ones I was going to say, but did Notre Dame get two touchdown Jesus and the play like a champion sign?
Yes.
Yes. And Rob, there may be a third.
Yeah, there is.
I'm just going to leave that out there.
Well, I could throw in the Irish guard. You know, when they come out in their regalia, if you will.
No, that's not the one for me. So.
Oh. All
right. What about the grotto with the candles?
You could, Rico.
You know what?
Or do you hate that too, like you hate our United States military?
Oh, no, no. I love everything about Notre Dame.
Okay. It's a fabulous place.
It is.
One thing I wanted to ask you, Mike, are you going to be able, because every time you guys talk college football and they're brought up, you say the same thing every time about the true freshman left tackle that got hurt, and that's why. Do you have any other, like, are you going to be given any other kind of feedback or –
No, it's just simple. I think your team is. I think your team's really good. I just think opening up at A&M in front of the 12th man against Elko, who's a defensive genius, with a knob for a left tackle. I think that's a bit of an issue in game one. Rob, I like Riley Leonard.
You know who the new offensive coordinator is?
What, your new offensive coordinator?
Correct.
Go.
Someone you love.
Okay. Good.
Mike Dembrack.
Yes.
Mike Dembrack, Jaden Daniels, offensive coordinator. And if you remember me calling you and Rico after Ohio State last year on Monday, my biggest complaint was Jared Parker, which trivia question, he's the new head coach at what D1 school, Mike?
Jared Parker? I have no idea.
What?
Troy.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, like I'm supposed to know Troy. Rob, my biggest issue is this.
Reason why we lost.
Okay, no. Or your coach didn't have 11 players on the field on the last play of the game. That might help.
Well, that's and
your skill position players were very young. Rob
and we added three receivers in the portal. We added Riley Leonard. We added Mike Dembrock. We're returning the Nagurski Award winner.
And you got Oben, who I love from Duke, the edge rusher. Listen, I like your team.
Our defense is 2013 MSU. I think we have all the best cornerbacks in the country. I really do, guys.
Okay, Rob. Go ahead.
A very, very good defensive line. Howard Cross, Riley Mills, the dude from Duke that Mike just said. Our linebackers are young but mean and deep. Max Bulla is our linebackers coach, by the way. And our secondary, I think we have two of the best defensive backs in the country.
So call your record. I want to put this on the board. We're going to do this because I hear you call the morning show all the time. I want you tell me Robin Brighton's ND prediction right now, and we have our whiteboard in the studio. And I'm going to put it up there because we're going to talk to you all fall. Give it to me.
11-1. Rico, they're going to beat A&M.
Ooh,
my
boy.
Biggest complaint, Mike, was the offensive line. And I think that could be, and it's crazy because we put guys in the league. I mean, if you think of Notre Dame, you think of offensive linemen that they put in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Our offensive line is down, but every other position is deep and good.
And that's the problem is, okay. And Rob,
I'll say this.
I'm putting it on the board.
The other thing that I do like about Notre Dame, the big game helmets. They're all gold.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. Look, Rob thinks I dislike Notre Dame. I don't. I just can't stand when you point out something that's true and fans of that team get upset. I don't care what team it is. If LSU was opening up at A&M and your left tackle died and that's already your weakest unit, I have a right to say that game scares me. He thinks 11-1, I think 9-3. Let's party.
You want yours up there too? Or just his?
Oh, me versus Rob?
Yeah,
let's do it. That's okay. Fun. I like that. All right. Let's take a quick TO. We'll get back to the people. We've got to reset the draft board. For the things Soviet Rico hasn't screwed up about college football yet.
Yet.
The fact that you hate Army Navy, you're a disgrace.
It's not a good game.
See, it's love-hate with college football these days. And today is primarily about the love. We are doing a draft. I will give you the results. But like, great example. Now, caller Rob is a great caller. He's called in for years, all over the station. I hear him a lot on the mornings. And he sometimes graces us with his presence. Now, Rob is as dyed-in-the-wool an ND fan as they get. Part of what I love and hate about college football is if you say something that isn't company line about someone's team, they freak out. College football is like nothing else. So like Rob doesn't like that. I do think it's a big problem that on the weakest unit on the team, they've lost their most important lineman and they're opening up at Kyle Field. And Rob was like tripped out only to go full circle at the end of the call and go, but yeah, our O-line is not that great. Okay. Gotta go, guys. So like that is one of those college football things. No other sport is like that. Fans do not react the same way. Look at what we did the other day. Who will win more games, Penn State or Michigan? That seemed like a totally just inane conversation. And people were triggered because they're like, well, Penn State probably, your schedule's easier. It just was a no-brainer. And that is a love-hate thing with me with college football. Yeah. It's tribalism at its highest. Now, here's what we've drafted so far. In the things Rico hasn't ruined draft, the Kenny Kotz selection board. He drafted Virginia Tech's entrance to Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman. He drafted Neck, the famous LSU song featuring Naughty Words. He drafted Georgia, Between the Hedges, the stadium, the place, the Mecca. And he drafted from Notre Dame, Touchdown Jesus. David selected Mr. Brightside, which I think we were all just mocking, thinking there's no way. No, he selected it. He selected FSU into the stadium with Chief Osceola and the spear into the ground. Mm-hmm. He selected horns down as a gesture. Not a penalty this year either. And he selected, David, am I daring to say you are kind of getting into the equine athletes? You selected USC's Traveler.
Yes, I am. You would say that, yes.
Evan Jenkins selected waking up, finding out who your rival's playing and hating and rooting for them. Okay. Clemson, from the bus to Howard's Rock to the hill. He selected Ralphie the Buffalo and OSU's dotting of the I, which Rico correctly said is magical, takes way too long. I selected the Grove. I selected Rocky Top. I selected Mike the Tiger. And I selected the USC Song Girls. Rico Beard, the godfather of college football destruction, an anti-American communist, Rico has selected the following. Notre Dame's Play Like a Champion Today, sign and intro. Love it. UW's Jump Around. Penn State, Mo Bamba Whiteout, and the FSU War Cry. Mm-hmm. These are power selections, people, and we got a lot more to go. I got plenty of players I want to draft on my board. You want to knock down a few more calls, or do you want to draft another round, or what do you guys want to do? Talk to me.
Let's do another round. Wait, where's Evan?
Go get him. He'll be fine.
Let's take a phone call while we wait.
Done. On Evan. Multitask. Collins and Allen Park. He's up next. Colin, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
A little bit of a Michigan bias here, but Two of my favorites are the back bend by the marching band in the center of the field where he puts his head on the ground. And for the Ohio State game, when the flyover happens at the beginning of the game, just gives me chills every time.
Question, Colin. With drum majors, what? Is that a prerequisite that you have to be able to snap your own spine and touch your head on the grass?
I do think so.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a little bit more iconic back in the day because it wasn't as popular, but it seems like a lot of places do it now.
Now, what's interesting, yeah, I mean, Colin, you're calling up with the band. Now, between you and David, neither of you selected the victors.
Well, the band plays the victors.
We still have more rounds.
Okay, Colin selected multiple things that are not the victors.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have even selected the maze out before I selected the victors, to be honest with you. I mean, it's an iconic, you know, song. It's one of the oldest fight songs, but it's just, I don't know. I guess it's overplayed a little bit at the game versus, you know, something that only happens once or twice.
Okay, fair. That's the beauty of it. We all love all this different stuff. Are we ready for another round?
The drum major. Michigan invented that.
Did they really?
Another no, thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They've been doing that at black colleges for years.
For a long time. Very, very long time.
And then Kenny. Okay. I'll just leave it alone. All right. Let's begin the draft. Kenny, we start the round with you. Round 5 of the things Rico hasn't besmirched about college football draft.
Round 5, my selection will be West Virginia singing Country Roads, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Also really cool is pregame when the band makes the shape of the state of West Virginia in Milan Putzker Stadium. Nobody walks in there and gets out alive.
Okay.
It's cool. Over to David.
I'm a fan of toilet paper, so I am going with the toilet paper tradition at Auburn.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Jesus. Oh, you stole that one from me, David.
Scam Newton. Didn't they do that to the tree?
That's when the guy, called Feinbaum. What was it? It wasn't Lee Harvey, but like, the hell was that guy's name?
It was two first names.
Well, it's Alabama. It's standard issue. standard issue.
John David.
You can't be Tommy without the Lee. You can't be John without the David. You can't be Lee without the Harvey. All right, over to Evan Jenkins.
And Marie.
Evan Jenkins.
Oh, David.
You know what I really love about college football?
Tell me.
Is I believe it's Thursday afternoons when Michigan State does their uniform reveal. Maybe it's Friday afternoons.
Thursday afternoon.
But I love that.
All right, those, so we're just going to call this uniform reveals nationwide. Every school does this, right?
I love it. Those videos are so cool.
You know what's really cool? Winning games, Evan, for my next selection.
Winning games?
In the things, Rico, the touchdown play. I would like to select something that is not celebrated enough. It is a tradition. It's cool. We would all love to partake in it, and it has to do with tailgating. I'd like to select from the University of South Carolina, the cockaboose. Oh, that's right. Outside of their stadium, 22 cabooses. They call it the cockaboose. And they're all tailgating venues. People buy these and host their tailgates in the caboose. That's what you call a cockaboose. You have gas pumps at State. South Carolina has a cockaboose.
They might have EV chargers now.
Yeah, you never
2024.
Know.
Harvey Updike was that guy's name.
Harvey Lee.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well-balanced
and his
guy.
His kid's name was Bear Updike.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Combined IQ, roughly 48. All right, we continue along to Rico Beard, power selection.
You know what, Mike? This one is just for you.
Talk to me.
It's the Spartan Walk.
It's a cool tradition. Now, I think we should probably be throwing tomatoes at the players walking lately.
Then you know you want to start that tradition this year?
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah, let's get it going.
It's just Mike throwing tomatoes. Right. Cherry tomatoes,
get
though.
Get you a lawn chair.
I'm going to be like the peasants.
You right at the Sparty statue.
I'll be in the peasants of Game of Thrones. Boo! Shame.
Ding, ding.
Me and Kenny dressed as nuns ringing bells at the Spartan team. Shame.
Ding, ding.
Lord knows, you know Tucker would have no problem walking nude. All right, Rico Beard power slash. You know what? Time out. Let's stop it. Let's just stop it right there. We will continue this.
You're a problem.
You're a real, real problem.
You're out of control right now.
We will continue.
You enjoy this a little too much.
Because we're celebrating what's left of this sport. 97.
What's coming?
See, it's love-hate with college football these days. And today is primarily about the love. We are doing a draft. I will give you the results. But like, great example. Now, caller Rob is a great caller. He's called in for years, all over the station. I hear him a lot on the mornings, and he sometimes graces us with his presence. Now, Rob is as dyed-in-the-wool an ND fan as they get. Part of what I love and hate about college football is if you say something that isn't company line about someone's team, they freak out. College football is like nothing else. So like Rob doesn't like that I do think it's a big problem that on the weakest unit on the team, they've lost their most important lineman and they're opening up at Kyle Field. And Rob was like tripped out only to go full circle at the end of the call and go, but yeah, our O-line is not that great. Okay, gotta go, guys. So like that is one of those college football things. No other sport is like that. Fans do not react the same way. Look at what we did the other day. Who will win more games, Penn State or Michigan? That seemed like a totally just inane conversation. And people were triggered because they're like, well, Penn State probably, your schedule's easier. It just was a no-brainer. And that is a love-hate thing with me with college football. Yeah. It's tribalism at its highest. Now, here's what we've drafted so far. In the things Rico hasn't ruined draft, the Kenny Cott selection board. He drafted Virginia Tech's entrance to Lane Stadium, Enter Sandman. He drafted Neck, the famous LSU song featuring Naughty Words. He drafted Georgia, Between the Hedges, the stadium, the place, the Mecca. And he drafted from Notre Dame, Touchdown Jesus. David selected Mr. Brightside, which I think we were all just mocking, thinking there's no way. No, he selected it. He selected FSU into the stadium with Chief Osceola and the spear into the ground. Mm-hmm. He selected horns down as a gesture. Not a penalty this year either. And he selected, David, am I daring to say you are kind of getting into the equine athletes? You selected USC's Traveler.
Yes, I am. Okay. You would say that, yes.
Evan Jenkins selected waking up, finding out who your rival's playing and hating and rooting for them. Okay. Clemson, from the bus to Howard's Rock to the hill. He selected Ralphie the Buffalo and OSU's dotting of the I, which Rico correctly said is magical, takes way too long. I selected the Grove. I selected Rocky Top. I selected Mike the Tiger. And I selected the USC Songgirls. Rico Beard, the godfather of college football destruction, an anti-American communist, Rico has selected the following. Notre Dame's Play Like a Champion Today, sign and intro. Love it. UW's Jump Around. Penn State, Mo Bamba Whiteout, and the FSU War Cry. Mm-hmm. These are power selections, people, and we got a lot more to go. I got plenty of players I want to draft on my board. You want to knock down a few more calls? Or do you want to draft another round? Or what do you guys want to do? Talk to me.
Let's do another round. Wait, where's Evan?
Go get him. He'll be fine.
Let's take a phone call while we wait.
Done. Multitask. Collins and Allen Park. He's up next. Colin, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
A little bit of a Michigan bias here, but two of my favorites are the back bend by the marching band in the center of the field where he puts his head on the ground. And for the Ohio State game, when the flyover happens at the beginning of the game. Just gives me chills every time.
Question, Colin. With drum majors, what? Is that a prerequisite that you have to be able to snap your own spine and touch your head on the grass?
I do think so.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a little bit more iconic back in the day because it wasn't as popular, but it seems like a lot of places do it now.
Now, what's interesting, yeah, I mean, Colin, you're calling up with the band. Now, between you and David, neither of you selected the victors.
Well, the band plays the victors.
Still have more rounds.
Okay, Colin selected multiple things that are not the victors.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have even selected the Maze out before I selected the victors, to be honest with you. I mean, it's an iconic, you know, song. It's one of the oldest fight songs, but it's just, I don't know. I guess it's overplayed a little bit at the game versus, you know, something that only happens once or twice.
Okay, fair. That's the beauty of it. We all love all this different stuff. Are we ready for another round?
The drum major. Michigan invented that.
Did they really?
No,
they didn't. They've been doing that at black colleges for years.
For a long time. Very, very long time.
And then Kenny. Okay. I'll just leave it alone. All right. Let's begin the draft. Kenny, we start the round with you. Round 5 of the things Rico hasn't besmirched about college football draft.
Round 5, my selection will be West Virginia singing Country Roads, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Also really cool is pregame when the band makes the shape of the state of West Virginia in Milan Putzker Stadium. Nobody walks in there and gets out alive.
Okay.
It's cool. Over to David.
I'm a fan of toilet paper. So I am going with the toilet paper tradition at Auburn.
Oh, all right. Okay. Jesus.
Oh, you stole that one from me, David.
Scam Newton. Didn't they do that to the tree?
That's when the guy called Feinbaum. Yeah. What was it? It wasn't Lee Harvey, but like, the hell was that guy's name?
It was two first names.
Well, it's Alabama. It's standard issue. standard issue.
John David.
You can't be Tommy without the Lee. You can't be John without the David. You can't be Lee without the Harvey. All right, over to Evan Jenkins.
And Marie.
Evan Jenkins.
Oh, Davey.
You know what I really love about college football?
Tell me.
Is I believe it's Thursday afternoons when Michigan State does their uniform reveal. Maybe it's Friday afternoons.
Thursday afternoon.
But I love that.
All right, so those we're just going to call this uniform reveals nationwide. Every school does this,
I
right?
I love it. Those videos are so cool.
You know what's really cool? Winning games, Evan, for my next selection.
Winning games?
And the things, Rico, the touchdown play. I would like to select something that is not celebrated enough. It is a tradition. It's cool. We would all love to partake in it, and it has to do with tailgating. I'd like to select from the University of South Carolina the cockaboose. Oh, that's right. Outside of their stadium, 22 cabooses. They call it the cockaboose, and they're all tailgating venues. People buy these and host their tailgates in the caboose. That's what you call a cockaboose. You have gas pumps at State. South Carolina has a cockaboose.
They might have EV chargers now.
Yeah, you never know.
2024. Harvey Updike was that guy's name.
Harvey Lee.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well-balanced
and
guy.
And his kid's name was Bear Updike.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Combined IQ, roughly 48. All right, we continue along to Rico Beard, power selection.
You know what, Mike? This one is just for you.
Talk to me.
It's the Spartan Walk.
It's a cool tradition. Now, I think we should probably be throwing tomatoes at the players walking lately.
Then you know you want to start that tradition this year?
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah, let's get it going.
It's just Mike throwing tomatoes. Right. Cherry tomatoes, though.
Get you a lawn chair.
I'm going to be like the peasants.
You right at the Sparty statue.
I'll be in the peasants of Game of Thrones. Boo! Shame.
Ding, ding.
Me and Kenny dressed as nuns ringing bells at the Spartan team. Shame.
Ding, ding.
Lord knows, you know Tucker would have no problem walking nude. All right, Rico Beard power selection. You know what? Time out. Let's stop it. Let's just stop it right there. We will continue this.
You're a problem.
You're a real, real problem.
You're out of control right now.
We will continue.
You enjoy this a little too much.
Because we're celebrating what's left of this sport. 97.
It's coming.